Yusham Shvius, Perches Halach Zayin. Ein Bavash Nier Chuch Shvius B'Shem Shul Truma. You're not allowed to cook a vegetable that has that's from Shvius, that has Kiddush Shvius, in oil that has that, which is Truma. Why? What's wrong with that? So Yivienu De'Psul. Because if you do that, it may cause the Shvius produce to come to be Psul, which is to say, if this mixture will now become Tamei. The rule is that Truma which comes Tamei has to be burnt, has to be destroyed. So now that you cook the vegetables together with the Truma, if the Truma portion becomes Tamei, you'll end up having to destroy the Shvius produce. And therefore, that's a form of ruining the Shvius produce because you've set it up for the possibility, that it may have to be destroyed. Might have to be destroyed by hand, someone might have to come along physically destroyed, and therefore the Tanakam holds, we're not allowed to do that, set up Shvius produce for the possibility that it might have to be destroyed later on. So Reb Shimon says that's okay, because you're not actually destroying the produce itself, you're not wasting it or destroying it, you're using it in a certain way, and if that turns out that makes it you have to be destroyed later on, that's okay, something that's mamela is not a problem. And now the Mishnah tells us another din, an unrelated din, which is if a person switches their shmita produce from something else, and then they switch that thing to something else, the Kedusha keeps passing from thing to thing. But the Mishnah says the achron nitvas b'shvius. What happens is when you pass on the Kedusha from one thing to the other, you buy the Gemara can give examples, but how you buy take the shvius produce and buy something from it, and that second thing you buy a third thing. The Kedusha passes onto the things, but only onto the last one. Only the last one has the Kedusha, not the middle ones, but the original fruit itself, the Kedusha Shvius, remains with its Kedusha Shvius, so the Kedusha keeps passing onto other things, but the original things keeps its Kedusha also. The Gemara is going to give it a deal with it. Now the Yerushalmi starts. Taman Tanian. We have a Mishnah that says the following. Ubekulon, all of the Matnas Kuhuna, things that the Kohanim get from the Mizbech, that they're allowed to eat. Hakahanim are showing Lashanis Bachilos, and the Kahanim have a choice to decide how to eat them. For the Oichlan, they could eat them Tsluyim, Shlukim, Muvushon. They could eat them broiled or over, very cooked, that's Shlukim, Muvushon, cooked in a regular manner. They could eat it whichever way is they choose to. And they can also choose lita and tochah tavay tchulin. They're allowed to put in spices that are chulin, that have no kedusha to them. And with tavay truma, they can also put in spices that are from truma. And the next words, and it says in the Psalm, do not belong. It's a mistake. So they're allowed to, the Tanakhama says, they're allowed to put in tavay truma. So when we're saying here, you have to put in tavay truma, it's the same issue. Same potential issue as had in our mission, which is if the chumah was to become tummy, then the kachin would have to be destroyed also. And so the person is potentially setting up his kachin to have to be destroyed. And the Mishnah is telling us that's not the town count of that Mishnah is telling us it's not a problem for our mayor. Ermer. The mayor says in that Mishnah, lo yitain, he should not, excuse me, he should not put in tavay chumah. That's a possible gear. So they shouldn't put in the talon of Truma. So Yavis and Truma, they shouldn't end up bringing the Psul, as we had said before. Either the Truma will come Tame, or the carbon will become nicer, and then you'll have to burn the Truma. So either the problem is because you may have to destroy your Truma, or you may have to destroy your carbon, so you're not allowed to do that. So, which is like what we had said at the beginning of our Mishnah, the Tanakh of our Mishnah. So the Gemara says is Asya. Stam of the Hassan, this is the correct use. I said the Stam of the Hacha, Kirichidah de Taman. The Stam of our mission, the first Mandi Amar our Mishnah, who said his in Stam that you're not allowed to be Mavasha Yark Shah Swiss Bisham Shah Chumah, is Kirichidah de Taman. It's going through a mirror of that Mishnah, who says when it comes to Kachim and Chumah, you can't do that. So again, actually, the standard of the Hacha, Yichidah, Tamon, who is Yichidah, the Hacha, and the Yichidah by our Mishnah, which was Rabbi Shimon said that it was Mutter, is Kistam of the Hacha. The Tamon is like the Stam in that Mishnah, because in that Mishnah it said, in Stam, with no name, just the what seems to be the simple way of saying is that you are allowed to do it. So the one makes that as a point that Rabbi Shimon of our Mishnah is the stam of that Mishnah, and the mayor of that Mishnah is the stam of our Mishnah. And, but it's a sort of an implicit question, which is, well, which one is it? Usually we follow halacha like the stam. When the Mishnah says one thing as if no one said it, like everyone agrees to it, that's what we follow. Well, which one should we do? Should we follow the stam of our Mishnah or the stam of that Mishnah? And so the Gemara says, El the stam of the Hachar Meir. If you figure out the names, the stam of our Mishnah is the same as the Rav Meir of that Mishnah. And the rule is, Rav Meir Rav Shimon, halacha Rav Shimon. The halacha is, if you have a halacha, Rav Meir Rav Shimon, and Pasuk Rav Shimon. So it should turn out that we should follow halacha like Rav Shimon of our Mishnah, which is not the stam, and follow the stam of that Mishnah, which is Rav Shimon of our Mishnah. Okay, so that's what it would seem, that you should say halacha should be like Rav Shimon. Rav Yosef said, Ishtalis le'ilin debes Rav Yanai. I asked the people by Rav Yanai about how they acted, and they said, we used to have a minhag that we'd be mevarshin al yad al yad v'ochlim. When we wanted to cook Peirush Shvi'is with truma oil, such a case like that, like in our Mishnah, what they would do is they would cook a little bit at a time, al yad al yad, just a tiny bit at a time, v'ochlim, and they would eat it up. Okay, and so my kedon, what are they trying to say by that? Okay, that's what they used to do. Why is that significant? They used to cook just a drop at a time. So the Gemara says, because to tell you, halacha made it come on, the he rab on the hacha. It shows us that he passed like the mayor. Not like we said. We had said the halacha of Shimon. He said he passed like the rabban over there, mayor over there, which is rabban over here. Which is to say, how do we know that? Because they would cook the parish trees with only a small amount of Peirush Shvi'is together with Truma at a time, which is to say, because they knew that if they did a small amount at a time, they wouldn't give it a chance for it to become Tameh and ruin the Peirush Shvi'is. So what they were doing was, the Rameh of our Mishnah says, you're not allowed to cook Peirush Shvi'is. The Tanakhama, which is Rameh of our Mishnah, says, you're not allowed to cook Peirush Shvi'is with Truma, because that might lead to you one day having to destroy the Peirush Shvi'is. But what they did to avoid his concern was they would cook a drop at a time. And by cooking a drop at a time, you're making sure it's not going to happen because you want to be more controllable. And you eat it up very quickly before it becomes tummy. Okay. Now the second gift of the mission had said was, Ha'achar and Achar Nitvis Vishvies, Ha'peri Atzmi Asr. The end of the mission said was, that when you pass the Kedusha from one thing to another, the last thing has Kedusha to it, not the middle one, and the fruit itself will hold on to its Kedusha. Okay, so what's the example of that? Look up a Peirush Shvi'is Basar. If a person used Peirush Shvi'is, and for that, he bought Basar with it, he bought a piece of meat. So the Eilu Eilu Mitzbar and Shvi'is. So both of them have the din of beer, that they have to follow the Lachos of beer for Shvi'is, which is to say, when the fruit, let's say he took an apple, and for that he bought the piece of meat, so at the time the apple becomes Chayv and beer, when that day comes of apples are chayv and beer, the meat is also chayv and beer at the same time. They both have the same level of kedusha. Lakach v'basher davim. When Anthony then took the piece of meat and bought for it some fish, yatza basher. So the basher has no more kedusha shvi'is, so you can do whatever you want to. There's no chayv beer, and it was sudagim. And now the fish have kedusha shvi'is them. Lakach v'dagim shemen. What happens if you then took the fish and bought oil with it? Yatza dagim and nechla shemen. And so the fish are now have no kedusha, and the oil has kedusha. So that shows us that's an example of ha'achar and achar nitvis b'shvi'is. The last thing that was bought has kedusha. The last thing that was bought through this chain has kedusha shvi'is. So peri atzmi asr. But the apple, in our case, the apple remains with kedusha shvi'is. It's just that the middle of the basar and the dagum lose their kedusha as they pass it on to something else. So now, Bom Neim Rabbi Yochanan. So Song Eish Rabbi Yochanan. Shvi'is Ma'ashe Teitzi Derech Chilul. Our mission spoke about Kedusha Shvi'is transferring when a person buys it. You buy the price that explained the mission. It says you bought meat with the Peirush Shvi'is, and then you bought fish with the meat. In each time it was transferring by buying it. I buy the fish with the meat, so the Kedusha transfers from the meat to the fish. What happens if you want to do a derech chilul? You just want to say, like when you have something that's ma'aser sheni and you want to take off the kedusha of it, you say I'm mechalal the kedusha from the ma'aser sheni onto something else. You could just transfer it. You don't have to buy it. You hold the money in one hand and the ma'aser sheni in the other hand. I want to transfer the kedusha from this ma'aser sheni onto this money. So what about? Can you do that for kedusha shvi'is and say I have a apples? That's kedusha shvi'is. I want to transfer the kedusha from those apples onto the piece of meat that's next to it. You're not going through the sale. That's not going to be through sale. Through sale, you just transfer by itself. Amalei. Well, Rabbi Yochanan said, yeah, why not? Well, why shouldn't you be able to do that? In other words, Rabbi Yochanan holds it, it's okay to do Derechil. And Amar Blazer says, he argues and says the only way you can transfer kedusha of shoes from one thing to another is if one is bought for the other one. So now the Gemara says, Masnisa Masayla Ding. We have prices, we have two different prices, each one which supports one of the shitas. So the first one is Masnisa Masayla Rabbi. We have a price that supports Rabbi Yochanan, who said you can transfer kedusha Derechil. Because the price says, if anybody has money from the Dimei Shvias, meaning money was used to buy selling Kedusha Shvias, so now the money has Kedusha, so if it's a challah on Sase, and he wants to transfer the Kedusha from his money onto a batter of dough, machalah. That's what he could do, he could be machalah. So here's the advice of being pretty clear, that your person could do chilul, can use that form of way of transferring Kedusha, you don't have to do a sale. Now the other, but my sister said, another price which supports Rav Elazar, because it says as follows: Mishiyish is celebrating Mishviyas. A person has a coin that has money that has kedusha shviyas on it. Who writes a leak as a chalak and he wants to buy himself a shirt. Now you can't buy a shirt with money with kedusha shviyas. You have to buy food. We'll see in the next Mishnah. You have to buy food with things. You have to buy things that are edible with things that can be used with kedusha shviyas. Not a shirt. Shirts you can't get. Buy a shirt with Kedusha. So what is he supposed to do? He wants to buy a shirt with this money, but he can't because the money that Kedusha is. What should he do? So he should go to a storekeeper who he's comfortable with, meaning who he can trust to do the following, who's willing to go along with the following plan. And he says, Vaimer, Kaili Bizu Paris. He should say to him, okay, here's my cellar. Give me some oranges for my cellar. And then if they did that, so now what's happened is by buying the oranges now have the Kedusha, not the money. And then this person who used to have the seller now gives the oranges to the storekeeper as a present. I'll give you the seller as a matana. So first he buys the fruit, the oranges. So the Kedusha is on the fruit. And then they switch back to each other. But not by switching, they just act as if they each give each other matana. So now what's happened is now the storekeeper has the oranges with kedusha shviyas, and the person has his seller back. But now his seller has no more kedusha on it. The choizel lekech lechalak, and now he can go buy himself a shirt with that because now it's money has no kedusha shviyas. The kedusha has been transferred onto the orange. So now in this whole setup, the way this person did it to get the kedusha off of his seller, he didn't just. Because if you wanted to do this whole thing that you were allowed to do, be mechalal, all they should have done is taken the coin and said, moving the kedusha from this coin onto his own fruit, onto his cucumbers, and they would have kedusha. Why did he have to do the whole game and through the storekeeper? Because obviously this price is saying is, if you want kedusha to transfer from for kedusha shoes, you have to buy something. You can't just say, I want the kedusha to move from one thing to the other. Now the Gemara ends by telling us just another din about transferring kedusha shviyas, and that's going to be as follows: that if a person is allowed to buy something with money of kedusha shviyas, and then the kedusha transfers from the money onto the other thing, but that's only if he pays for something and there's a exchange, the money you get the money and I get the new fruit. But if a person owes somebody money, they bought food from them, and now they owe them money for that, you're not allowed to use Perei Shviyas to pay for that, because it's called Perei Chayv B'Demei Shviyas. You're paying up something that you owe money with Perei Shviyas, that's not a respectable way to use Perei Shviyas. So what happens like this: when a person comes in certain kinds of stores, the case we can have here is when a person comes to a place to drink, to a restaurant, and they sit down, they eat first, and then when they're finished eating, they pay afterwards. Well, in that case, if they do that, then they've eaten. And now that they finished eating, now they owe money to the storekeeper, in this case, the bar. They owe money to them, and they're now paying off their chayv with the money of shviyas. So the Gemara is going to imply that is not allowed, because the person doing that is not transferring the kedusha from the money onto the drink that he's about to have, but rather he's paying off, he owes money for a drink, and he's paying it off with Kedushas he's not allowed to. So Rabbi Yochanan, Shasi Chamra, when he used to drink wine, we go to a store, they give him a cup of wine to drink, but Riyav Pritoi Ad Kedoy, and he would give the prutas, the coins, to pay for it beforehand. Before he would drink, he would give them the coin, and that way the coins he was giving was really, that's not the typical way. On a regular drink, he would come in, you don't pay first and then drink, you drink first and then pay. But he would pay beforehand. Why? Because he wanted to make sure that they would, that it would be clear that he was paying, he was using money to buy the things with Kedusha Shvi'is, and not that he was paying what he owes for the drinks that he had. Now, the words like this, Rabbi Yochanan, Davin Haman, having Messi Haman, Rabbi Yochanan was a trustworthy person, and really he didn't have to do this, because really when Rabbi Yochanan walked into the door, it's as if he had already paid for it. It's like the money in his pocket was already there. He was so trustworthy that everybody knew that it was as if paid, and therefore he was not paying up a chayv. It was already paid. Hashai Kodam, Messi Haman, everybody else who's not so trustworthy, who's not like this, they're prepaid, they would have to do exactly what Rabbi Yochanan did. Rabbi Yochanan did it as a chumrah. He wanted to make sure it was clear to everybody that he wasn't being pareah chay with the money of Kedusha Shvi'is, but everybody else would have to do it themselves. And now the Gemara says, other stories like this, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha b'shem Ravina, what he do, and he wanted to drink like this, machle b'hada v'nasa b'hada. He would show them his coin, and he would show them this coin and say, like, you know, here's the coin that I'm going to buy my drink with, and therefore he was making it clear that he was buying the drink with the coin rather than paying for what he owes for the drink. That which not allowed to. And the next person, Chizkia, Havomali, he would say the following, Havomali, he would say to them, Havli min kumai. Give me for what I have in front of me. In other words, he have a coin. He says, I have a coin, it's worth a dollar. So give me that much, a dollar's worth of drink. Give me I want to have, based on what's in here, again, making the point that this dollar is being exchanged for the item with Kedusha Shvi'is, and not that the dollar is paying up for some that he owes for having had something else. So min goy du amalei, from the fact that he used to say this, and he said, havi kamoi, give me based on what's in front of me. Come on, it's like it makes the point that when he's later handing him the money, he's not giving him the money that has Kedusha Shvi'is anymore. The money's already been transferred to the person, and the money already lost its Kedusha Shvi'is, which is just perfect. That's what you're supposed to do, and not that you drink first and then hand the person money with Kedusha Shvi'is to pay for it.